Four U.S. Air Force pilots received the nation's highest combat decoration, the Medal of Honor, during the Korean War. All four acted above and beyond the call of duty, sacrificing their lives in battle.
Major Louis Joseph Sibille
flew 68 combat missions in World War II as a B-26 bomber pilot. He became commanding officer of the 67th Squadron, 18th Fighter Bomber Group in the fall of 1948. When the Korean War began, his squadron was one of the first sent to Japan. On August 5, 1950, during a close air support mission, anti-aircraft fire damaged Major Sibille's F-51. Rather than abandon his aircraft, Sibille continued the attack under heavy fire. His aircraft was again damaged, and he dived to his death onto the enemy gun battery. Captain John Springer Walmsley, Jr. served as a flying instructor in the United States and Japan throughout the 1940s. In June of 1951, Captain Walmsley went to Korea as a B-26 pilot in the 8th Squadron, 3rd Bomb Group. He completed 25 combat missions. On September 14, 1951, Captain Walmsley successfully attacked an enemy supply train. When he ran out of ammunition, he used a searchlight mounted on his aircraft to illuminate the target for another B-26. Despite heavy anti-aircraft fire, he continued to light the area. When his B-26 was hit, it crashed into the surrounding mountains and exploded. Walmsley's navigator bombardier, Second Lieutenant William Mulkins, and photographer Captain Philip Browning also died in the crash. One crew member survived. Gunner Master Sergeant George Moorer. He was badly burned, but he escaped from the aircraft. He became a POW and survived the war. Lieutenant Colonel George Andrew Davis, Jr. was a P-47 fighter ace in the Pacific Theater in World War II, with 7 victories to his credit. In October of 1951, he went to Korea as commander of the 334th Squadron, 4th Fighter Interceptor Group. Within a few months, he became the leading ace of the Korean War. On February 10, 1952, Major Davis and his wingman encountered 12 MiG-15s approaching friendly fighter bombers on an interdiction mission. Davis sped into combat and quickly destroyed 2 MiGs. While pursuing a 3rd MiG, his aircraft sustained a direct hit and crashed. At his death, he had 14 victories in Korea to his credit. He was posthumously promoted to lieutenant colonel in 1953. Major Charles Joseph Loring, Jr. went to Europe in 1944 as a fighter pilot with the 36th Fighter Group's 22nd Squadron. He completed 55 combat missions before he was shot down and made a prisoner of war. He went to Korea in May 1952 with the 36th and 80th Squadrons, 8th Fighter Bomber Group. During a close air support mission on November 22, 1952, Major Loring's flight was dive-bombing enemy gun positions. He was hit repeatedly by ground fire during his dive. Instead of withdrawing, Loring aimed his F-80 directly at the gun positions and deliberately crashed into them, destroying them. Loring Air Force Base, Maine, was named in his honor.